It's about this time of year when the engines of the internet rev up for another season of "It's been this long since this happened." Have you noticed that? All kinds of weird facts about, you know, Taylor Swift was this old when she did this, and now she's this old, and that means, well, you're old, is ultimately the point, I think. Ultimately, I think that's really what it kind of comes down to, is these weird facts, they remind us how much time has passed. It's been so long since this came out, even though it feels just like a couple days ago. One that came to mind for me, my favorite movie growing up, Braveheart. I was 12 in 1995 when it came out. That was 24 years ago. 25 years. No, whatever. Whatever it is. I know this much. I'm twice as old, or three times as old now as I was then. So I've spent twice as many years on Earth with the shouts of freedom ringing in my ears than I did without it. Interesting facts. Don't know if it really means much, but there it is. Time moves on. When we hear of John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness, we may just assume, well, okay, he's there. The Old Testament, I mean, many of us know that, I mean, especially after years of going to church, the Old Testament had been preparing us for that. The words of Isaiah itself are re-echoed in our gospel today. A voice crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." But did you know that it was longer for the Jews at that time since they had heard the voice of a prophet, since it was between us and the first Thanksgiving? Let that sink in for a moment. It was in 420 BC when the prophet Malachi preached his prophecies. And then from then on, silence. Decades turned into centuries, one following the other. 500 years almost, 450, might as well be 500. Nobody was alive who had even, you know, thought that hearing a prophet was possible. Imagine if I was standing here today telling you that that certain individual who was on the Mayflower, his words had come true. What would your reaction be? Well, good Lord, I mean, that was forever ago. Why would we care now? What does it matter? For many of us, I think, at least I did at some point, that we imagine the Jews to be on the edge of their seats. Where is he? Where is he? Is he here? Is he you? Is he you? Where's the Messiah? For 450 years, they had, in that sense, the last prophet. I mean, if we think of the years since the words of Isaiah, the words referred to here, that's more like 600 years. I mean, ages ago. And he appears. They probably thought, this is antiquated. This is old news. Why is this guy talking like this? We don't believe that silliness anymore. We're too developed for that now. Centuries have passed since we believe such silly nonsense. And yet they came out to see him, probably expecting a lunatic, expecting someone who didn't make much sense at all. And granted, John the Baptist probably didn't make much sense in and of himself, but his message was different. His message wasn't, "He will come." His message was, "He is here. The time is now. Make straight the way of the Lord, for the time is now. We're done waiting. Centuries have passed, but we are done waiting. It is now. It is time. It is time to get ready. And there they were. Some thinking, well, maybe it is true. That small glimmer of hope in their soul, the memory of what the Messiah meant for their people, freedom from the Romans, perhaps, a whole new life for them, the promise of millennia that had come before. The stump of Jesse, referred to in by the prophet Isaiah, had grown cold, dead, nearly forgotten. It was a stump. Jesse, being the father of David, the king whose reign was to last for all ages, was no more. They had been conquered, and conquered two or three times since David had died. The stump of Jesse was just that, a stump. Over, done with, forgotten. And yet, a sprout from that stump arises again. In the darkest day, in the darkest night, there it is. A voice crying out in the wilderness. The voice of a prophet not heard for centuries. A promise reminded the people again what they had been hoping for, what they had longed for so long. And it, just as it was then, is not dead. Centuries has passed since that day, 20 of them. Centuries and centuries have gone past since this proclamation of "Here he is" was made. Many in the world would say that stump is dead. Forget it. It's over. The trick is done. We've moved on. We're doing something else now. In fact, we've been doing something else for quite some time. But it's not. It's not dead at all. What John the Baptist was doing was not uncommon for prophets, even if they hadn't seen one in a while. To cleanse them with water, to call people to repentance, was what a prophet did. A baptism for the Jewish people, while antiquated, would have been, well, that's what a prophet does. But there was something greater than simply the repentance, the forgiveness of sins. There's this whole bit about the fire. There's this whole bit about the fire, an unquenchable fire. Christ has come not to just forgive us our sins, but to set that desire on fire. The desire that so often leads us down paths into darkness, into sin, into temptation, wherever it may lead us. That desire that's behind all of that ultimately is good. Sisters and brothers, that's the good news. That the desire that's in our hearts that draws us away from God is actually meant to bring us closer to God. Repentance, sure, and we'll have that. There's opportunities for confession and reconciliation that abound in these days, but there's also that desire to set that aflame, to not just be free of sin, but to use whatever that desire is that causes you to sin to lift you up to God. That is the good news, that that thing you want, that desire that's in your heart that maybe you've repressed or forgotten or put aside for years and centuries, it's actually meant to bring you closer to God. If you're willing to allow him this ancient prophecy, this ancient promise, to set it afire. For this coming year, my desire will be to unravel, to look at the theology of the body. There is moments that I've touched upon this in the past month or so, but in this coming year, I want to go ahead and make that a priority for me and my preaching, to look at that, to look how our desire the desires of our very being, our humanity itself, is meant to point us to God. A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord."